Chapter 4. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, the son of Shobal, became father to Jahath. Jahath became father to Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazalel-Ponai, and Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naarah. Naarah bore to him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Haahashtari. These were the sons of Naarah. And the sons of Hela were Zereth, Izhar, and Ethnan. Koz became father to Anab, Zobeba, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying,
I gave birth to him in pain.
Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying,
Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory, and let your hand be with me, and preserve me from calamity, so that it may bring no harm to me.
So God brought about what he had asked for. Chileb, the brother of Shuha, became father to Mehir, who was the father of Eshtan. Eshtan became father to Bethrepha, Pasea, and to Hinna, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. And the sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Sariah. And the son of Othniel was Hathath. Meonothai became father to Ophra. Sariah became father to Joab, the father of Geharashim, so called because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Naam. And the son of Elah was Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel were Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. She conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoa. And his Jewish wife gave birth to Jered, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoa. These were the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered married. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Kilah the Garmite and Eshtemoa the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, Rinnah, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. And the sons of Ishai were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekah, Leada, the father of Marisha, and the families of the workers of fine fabric of the house of Ashbia, and Jochim, the men of Kazeba, Joash, and Seraph, who became husbands of Moabite women, and Jashubalehem. These records are ancient. They were potters who lived in Netaim and Gedera. They lived there and worked for the king. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Sheol. Shalom was his son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma were Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters. But his brothers did not have many sons, and none of their families had as many as the men of Judah had. They lived in Beersheba, Moleda, Hazar Shual, Bilha, Ezim, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth-Markabeth, Hazar-Susim, Beth-Beri, and Shearim. These were their cities until the reign of David. Their settlements were Etam, Ayin, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 cities, along with their settlements that were all around these cities as far as Baal. These were their genealogical enrollments and the places where they lived. And Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha the son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Sariah, son of Asiel, and Elioenai, Jehoiada, Jeshohiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shiphai, son of Alon, son of Jedaiah, son of Shimrai, son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were the chieftains among their families, and the household of their forefathers increased in number. And they went to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to look for pastures for their flocks. They eventually found rich and good pastures, and the land was spacious, quiet, and undisturbed. Those who previously lived there were Hamites. These whose names are listed came during the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, and struck down the tents of the Hamites and the Meunim who were there. They devoted them to destruction down to this day, and they settled in their place because there were pastures for their flocks there. Some of the Simeonites, 500 men, went to Mount Seir with Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi, who led them. And they struck down the rest of the Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there down to this day.